note I wanted to make the council aware of. Second item is IT department grant awards in your packet. There was a memo from Mr. Tom Glenn, Director of Information Technology, listing over $50,000 in grant funding that the county received as a result of his department's applying for funding for specific security-related projects. Within the memo are the project specification of what they applied the funding for and what we will receive. All good news for the county and our IT systems, and kudos to the staff for proactively seeking that grant money. Item number three, on March 18, 2015, Council President Mike Vincent received a letter from the U.S. Department of Homeland Security FEMA Division informing the county that we now are in compliance with all of FEMA's floodplain and flood insurance programs as a result of the floodplain management ordinance being approved in 2015 by this county council. That is good news for us and for our residents, any residents that need to qualify for federal flood insurance can do so because the county is in compliance. The next item is a wastewater agreement number 1001, Sussex County Project 8104, Redden Farm Phase 1, aka Redden Ridge. It's in the West Rehoboth expansion of the Dewey Beach Sanitary Sewer District. Unless I have any questions, there is a motion for your consideration.
No questions.
That's different than the one that's on your report here, right?
Thank you.
Your administrator's report, on the back of that, we got a different agreement you're going to talk about.
On the back?
Yes.
Correct.
Yes, okay. That is correct. Thank you. Have a motion for your consideration. Be it moved that based upon the recommendation of Sussex County Engineering Department for Sussex County Project 81-04, agreement number 1001, Sussex County Council execute a construction administration and construction inspection agreement between Sussex County Council and Jack Lingo Asset Management LLC for wastewater facilities to be constructed in Redden Ridge, aka Redden Ridge Phase 1, located in West Rehoboth expansion of the Dewey Beach Sanitary Sewer District.
So moved. Motion, Mr. Cole.
Wastewater facilities? You're not talking about processing centers?
No.
You're talking about hooking up to.
Correct.
Okay, gotcha.
Motion, Mr. Cole. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Arlett. Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Arlett?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes,
motion carried.
Thank you. Next up, I am very pleased to introduce to the County Council the new rendition of our Sussex County Council Constituent Guide, which I have one here in my hand, and we have passed out to the Council. We were in receipt of these newly printed guides last week, and we can present this to the County Council today. This new guide was a great effort by county staff to produce and assemble the information contained within. This will be available to the public and to a lot of different venues, including our libraries and other civic groups that would want to have access to this information. I want to take a moment to thank Mr. Guy for his efforts in leading this, as well as other county staff that provided information and the efforts behind this. You can take a minute to peruse, and we have a stack of guides for you to take back with you and pass out as you deem fit. Can you take 1 minute, Mr. Guy, and point out just the improvements to this year's guide?
League was not involved at all.
The
League of Women Voters was not involved in this at all. Is that correct?
No, ma'am. This was a county effort done by county staff.
To build on what Mr. Lawson said, these were, as you know, the previous iteration, we took that on this year and have gone through, made some general updates, obviously information changes. So with elections in 2014, there were several new changes or additions that needed to be made. We also took the opportunity to add some more county information. Felt like the county information on the previous iteration was not as complete as it could be. So we have filled out as much information as we can possibly give on all departments and divisions within the county. We also added court information. That is a frequent request that we get from the constituency, from the public, people wanting to know the number for the Office of the Public Defender or for the various courts, so we've added that information in as well. Updated some of the website information for some of the school districts, and updated the municipal and state and county elections information, some of which was out of date, and worked with the Department of Elections to get that information updated. And lastly, we used the opportunity to promote our Smart 911 feature here in the county, and use the back page of the guide to promote that over the next couple of years. So all in all, I mean, it's an update, and we followed the same form because I felt it was important to keep the brand, if you will, consistent. There was an expectation, I think, among the constituency that this sort of have a look and feel that was familiar, but took the time to update the information and make sure that it was current. And I want to personally thank our interns working on the administrative staff, both Derek Street and Alyssa Martin, who really did the lion's share of the work in helping to get this done. So, thank you.
Thank you, sir. As Mr. Lawson said, good job.
On the back, it says sign up today. For it's free.
Yeah.
Where do they sign up?
Smart911.com.
They do
it through smart911.com.
Okay, they just do that. To do, okay. Yeah.
Thanks, Rachel.
Okay, because a lot of people maybe like President, myself. Yeah,
just one quick
figure that out.
I know time is of the essence. Where can people, where are these located?
We have distributed the, we did 11,000 copies, and I have sent to all 14, plus the mobile library, all libraries in the county have a box of these to last them for the next couple of years. There's, I think, 360, 370 in a box. We have distributed some to the Department of Elections. We've had a couple of requests come in from organizations. We've sent some out to them. I've passed out some to each of you to distribute as you see fit. And then the remainder that is in stock here at the admin building, we'll use here at the admin building in the West Complex to distribute. And we put them on counters, credenzas in the lobby, and like the profile, they go fast. I mean, people like to be able to grab something and something.
Do we have the ability to put these? I would love to see these. This is a great resource, it truly is. But I would love to see them at DMV, if that's feasible at the state level, because all the new residents that are coming in and getting things registered, right? Therefore, they're getting these things right from the get-go, and then also, you know, the chambers, the chamber of commerce at their offices. Are these located there?
Not as of yet. We can look at that, but I mean, at this point, I have a supply that is now less than half of what the order was. So I have to consider what's the best vehicle, what's the best avenue to get it out there.
Right.
We do have the ability to print more if we want more.
If we
right?
wanted to, yes, we do have that ability.
I just was checking.
But DMV and the Chamber of Commerce.
I mean, that's a great idea.
Didn't know if we were out of resources.
We can do chambers. We can do DMV. It's
we're trying to be conservative.
You have to decide on how many you want to print and how far do you want to go.
I'm just thinking of the new guys that are coming in town, and there's plenty of them each and every day. They need this information, probably more so than most, because they don't know where to go, where to begin. And DMV is a good stop.
Excuse me, Mr. Arnett.
Go right ahead.
I've been down to Department of Election. I assume that's what you're talking about.
No, motor vehicle.
DMV.
He said
motor vehicle department.
Excuse me.
I'm glad you're listening, Councilman.
I thought you said D&E. Quit talking like a foreigner and talk like a Susquehannian. I'll understand.
You got a mump.
Thank you, Mr. Guy.
It's very, very useful.
Get a mouthful of marbles. But
great job.
Thank
your interns for all their hard work.
I would like to say it's very, very useful, especially in my district and the ones that are filling up fast with new folks. I do want to thank the League of Women Voters who have done this for all these years. It has been so important. And I think, you know, it's more efficient to do it this way. I think it's great. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Mr. Lawson.
Okay, finishing up the administrator's report for March 31st, 2015, item number one. Per the attached Delaware State Police activity report for February, there were 3,272 total traffic arrests and 1,128 total criminal arrests. Of that, 471 were felony, 657 were misdemeanor. Of the total hours duties of the total hours on duty spent, 39% were spent on criminal investigations. Item number two, per the attached engineering department fact sheet, Lands of Breakwater Partners LLC received substantial completion effective March 24th, 2015. Item number three, it is with sadness that we note the passing of County Pensioner Lawrence Young on Friday, March 13th. Mr. Young began his career with Sussex County in July of 1976 and retired from the Security Department in January of 1992 with 15 years of service. We'd like to express our condolences to the Young family. And last, item number four, reminder that council will not meet on Tuesday, April 7th. The next regularly scheduled council meeting will be held on April 14th at 10 a.m. Yes, sir.
Question, Mr. President.
Mr. Arlett.
Perhaps we're going to do it. On this, the DSP report here, I have to tell you, I have no clue if this is good or bad. Because there's no, I really don't, because there's no reference point to it.
We get these monthly. Yeah, just
no, I know that, but I'm saying as a comparison to last year, can we ask them to start providing us from current month to a year ago to have a comparison if things are getting worse or getting better? I mean, is that something?
Yeah, yes, we can. And as a good point on there, there's 200 state troopers right now. We only require 100.
Yeah,
we only require 187. So that is the highest I've seen it since I've taken over. So there is. But I can sure reach out and see what else we can get.
Are they estimates or actual figures?
These are actual figures. And I know that we've been in touch with the major that's assigned to Sussex County, Major Hawkins. It's been his effort to assign more police officers to state police officers to the county. You can see that reflected in this number again. I've never seen it that high either. So
is great.
Very good for the county. But we can certainly ask to have this report tweaked. This is a monthly report that the state police provide us.
Anything else, Nelson?
Thank you.
Mr. Jennings.